burger.
Sweet. Everybody, it is an Oscar take. Oscar nominations have dropped. Welcome, welcome to Take 271. Keeks and I are going to get into the nitty gritty. We are going to be doing our letter M. Letter M as in mom. Letter M as in Mobamba.
You had Michael Jordan right there and you used Mobamba.
He's in a couple of rap songs. So, you know, Mobamba, Michael Jordan. Letter M. And then we're going to get into our Oscar predictions. Who we think will win, who we want to win, go through some of the nominations, all that good stuff. But we want to thank Maven Cinemas for coming on last week. We hope you guys enjoyed that interview. Go support their theater, showing awesome stuff. And we also are going to announce our March Movie Madness. Are we going to do that today? Might as well.
Give a little hint.
Yeah. So, Keeks, without further ado, how was your day off on Friday?
Unbelievable. I have not taken an actual day off to just rest ever. Well, not ever, but like this since year. I've been a teacher. Because generally I'm like going on vacation somewhere, going out of town. So, and let's be honest, like when you go out of town on vacation, like you're not really resting.
You're still
doing stuff. You're still going around. So I just needed a staycation. I literally stayed in bed till 2:15 p.m. when I had to get up and go to a little awards banquet for my mom, which was very fun. Very delicious food. Do they have like a pro start thing at JATC?
A pro start?
Yeah. Do you know what that is?
No. What is
that? It's like the top level cooking class where like the kids are like chefs and they make like really nice, fancy meals. We have one at Copper Hills, and it's delicious. And the ProStar kids made the food for the banquet for my mom, who won. What's it called?
CTE Teacher of the Year or something?
Post-secondary Teacher of the Year. And also, she won Best CTE Mom Award as well, which I was like, didn't even know they had that. But yeah, my mom also is the best CTE mom, believe it or not. It's a real thing. She won it.
Runs in the family. Dana, congrats. Right here. I know you're a listener of the pod. Well deserving.
Anyways, yeah, so that was awesome. And I also realized not watched a lot of movies so far this year. I watched like 18 movies, which is very behind from last year. But at the same time,
you got time. Calm down. You got the summer.
No, I'm enjoying myself. And even in the summer, I probably won't watch a lot either.
Yeah,
I'm having a good time.
It's the December. You know, here's my call to action for you, Keeks. Don't worry about catching movies. Just watch them.
Here's the thing.
Don't have a limit.
What I'm worrying about this year?
What?
Worrying about making movies.
Want
to make more stuff. Want to get to film festivals. And I'm going to see a lot of stuff this year. So very excited. Very excited to experience a lot of cool moments. We booked all of our stuff for our Portugal trip on Friday as well.
So sick.
Got our Airbnb ready. We got one for when me, Jake, and Isaac are out there for the festival. And then we got one for me and Becky for the last few days and kind of like a cliffside ocean view little place, which is going to be really cool.
Dang.
I'm very excited.
Dude, you've been traveling a lot. I'm hyped for you.
Yeah, I'm getting a travel bug.
I feel like a travel bug ebbs and flows. There's times where I'm like, I'm down to travel. Let's do it. And there's times where I'm like, I just want to be a homebody. Like, I just want to hang out. Speaking of travels, I will be in Disneyland in a couple weeks, and I thought you would be there, but I'm bummed that you won't.
Hey.
Missed you by a month.
2 weeks is plenty of time. I'll just say that.
To go to Disneyland?
Yep, sure is.
Hey, it's over the weekend. We get that Friday and Monday off for President's Day.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
Are we going to go enjoy our mental health day this week? Did I tell you?
Yeah. You get to go watch movies, right? You got approved?
Yeah, I got approved. Yeah, so I'm going to go watch Zone of Interest if you're down.
What time?
Like 11.
Where at? District?
Wherever it shows. There's like a couple places. I think there's like a South Jordan place it's showing. I think there's a couple places where it's showing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might go do an escape room with some of my coworker buddies.
Oh, that would be fun. How was your week?
I'll let you know.
How was the week?
Week was good. It was busy. I saw you at Copper Hills a handful of times.
That this week?
It was last week. I saw you on Monday for the sophomore orientation, and then I saw you on Thursday and Friday of
That's
last week.
right. That was fun. What'd you think of sophomore orientation?
It was good. We were the very, so JATC, we were the very first table of that line. And I was like hurting people. I was like, all right, keep walking, keep coming. We were the very first table
In the auto in the in the
in the
in the
auditorium.
or not the auditorium, but the gym?
Yeah, the gym. Yeah, we were the
Shut
very,
up.
first table.
I did not even know. I was running around the whole
Yeah,
time.
you were frantic, and I loved it. I
Yeah.
just saw you in the hallways, and you were like doing 5 more minutes because you were there for sophomore orientation too, right?
Yeah.
About your program. Anyways, so yeah, it was good. So I was like herding people to keep walking, handing out some information about JATC and all that, but
JTC is so cool. I tell my students all the time that they should go there.
do it. I love it.
Yeah. Especially for students that are like, I kind of be a plumber or electrician. It's like, I'm sure they have something adjacent to that at JATC. Go
Totally.
figure it out.
Yep. So yeah, no, it was a good week. We went and watched, I didn't talk about it last take, but we watched Thelma as Sundance last week. Very cute, very fun. I loved it. I don't know if any streaming service has picked it up yet, but once it hits a streaming service or if it goes to theaters, everybody should watch it. It's very cute. Great relationships in it. Basically, the premise of the movie is a grandma gets scammed and she sets out to find who scammed her.
I
And
love
she
it.
goes through adventures. And it's just has a lot of relatable, like old people moments that we've been in. And man, June Squibb, who plays Thelma, is just, we got to protect her at all costs.
Oh.
She's great in it, very funny. So Kennedy and I loved it.
Very cute. Yeah, we saw Love Lies Bleeding, which is awesome, man. That movie, when Love Lies Bleeding comes out, it comes out March 8th, distributed by A24. People are going to be like, oh, this rocks. Like, it's going to be a really, really fun time. It's violent, it's intense, but it's not scary. So
Okay.
you'll enjoy it when it comes out.
Okay. Love it. I need to watch it.
Yeah, not much. I didn't do a whole lot of Sundance this year because we were filming during it, so I wasn't able to escape as much as as much as we did last year. Really only
Yeah.
had that one showing.
Hey, as long as you get to maybe one Sundance, all good. But our stadium, our theater was packed. We watched it in Salt Lake. I
I'm
think at the
curious.
Broadway.
Do you think Sundance is something that people care about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Do you not think that people care about it?
I don't think your general public cares, but I think like moviegoers care to a degree.
Totally, totally. Like, I started caring about it like 4 years ago. And honestly, the first Sundance experience was last year. Before that, it was just kind of like, oh, if I go, great. If I don't, I'll catch these movies eventually.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
It's weird. I've heard rumors that they're thinking of moving it and they've thought about moving it for a while. I don't know what to think. But I think it's a cool thing. I wish that they did more stuff in Salt Lake. I wonder if they'd do that and just had more of like the parties in Park City. But who knows? We'll see. I think.
I wish the movie times were better. They're like on a Wednesday at like 2 p.m. It's like, I can't make that.
You're Jeff, your unemployed buddy that used to work at the Chevron, is clamoring for those Wednesday at 11 a.m. tickets.
Yeah, so I wish the show times were better, but what can you say? It
Yeah. It
is
is
what
what
it
it
is.
is.
Yeah.
I was curious about that. That's all.
Okay. Moving on. I think let's do a letter M draft.
Okay.
So before we go,
Dare I say, before you get into it, I
okay.
think the best group of movies from all of the letters that we've done so far.
This is stacked. So let me give you a little stats here. On our head to head, I have 7 wins and you have 4 wins head to head. But you have gotten second place twice for a group and you've even won first place for a group. So technically, you have 5 wins with those, and then you have 2 second place. So we're basically right there with each other.
Okay.
And I've missed 2 drafts. So I missed the C draft and I missed the Christmas extravaganza draft. So
Extravaganza.
extra.
That
Ooh, I
work?
like that. Okay, so I got my first pick because you took Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring for the
Okay.
L's. So I've been thinking about what my first pick is going to be. And thinking about the sweets and what they like, I gotta stick with my guns. I'm going with Monsters, Inc. for my number one. You are shocked, and I love it. I think. What did you think I was going to pick?
Oh, I thought you were going to take Mad Max Fury Road.
No, that is on there though, so.
All right. Well, that makes it a little bit easier for me, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, okay. That's great. Okay.
Yep, because I think I can get these other ones going through.
Okay, for number two, I'm gonna take The Matrix. Yeah.
You rat! Oh my gosh! I almost took it first, but I was like, there's no shot he's gonna take it.
Yeah, I was gonna take
Dang
that or
it!
Monsters, Inc.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, in that case, I'm gonna take Moana. I have to get Moana.
That's a good one.
You
That's a good one.
by obligation have to give me Moana.
That's a good one.
Speaking for as the representative of the Polynesian delegate, we delegation, we get Moana. So I
Absolutely.
appreciate it.
Okay. For my third pick, I'm gonna take Moonrise Kingdom.
Okay. Quite a few ways to go with this. I'm gonna take it though. I'm going Moneyball.
That's a good pick. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going Moneyball.
So your first pick was Fallout, right?
Yeah,
And
Mission
then
Impossible
Moana.
Fallout.
And then you took Moneyball just
Moneyball.
barely.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Fourth pick.
It's
I
getting
feel like
tough
this,
now.
I feel like I'm gonna have a really diverse draft, especially after this pick, because I think it's a really popular one, and that's For Miracle.
Oh, okay. I think if you're going head to head, like sports movie wise, I don't know. I really like Moneyball. I think Moneyball is great, but
Moneyball is
Miracle is a good
good.
one. Miracle is a very good one.
All the sweets back in 2020 when we did our first draft. Love Miracle. And that was the first time I watched it was that year because I had never seen it. So finally watched it, loved it. Miracle's great.
Okay. I've got a couple right here, and I'm trying to figure out which one I like the most. And I'm just going to go with the one that I've seen the most because I like this one the most. I'm going with Miss Congeniality.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That was on my list.
Okay.
Okay.
So last pick.
Last pick. Oh. Man, okay. There's a couple. I'm like debating between two.
I'm curious to see if you'll take the one that I think maybe you'll take.
I think this could be potentially the swing. Only seen it once when I was like really young, but I feel like it's very
Oh.
popular.
Mean Girls?
No, that was one I watched recently. But I gotta stick with my guns. I gotta stick with my guns. And this might lose it for me, but I want to pick it, and that's Memento.
Oh, holy crap. Wait, what was the one you were going to take that was before it?
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Ugh. I think that honestly, I think Memento is a better choice.
No, I would rather watch Memento 7 out of 10
Monty
instead of
Python and the
eight.
Holy Grail is maybe the most annoying. It is maybe the movie I like the least.
Yeah,
I
I think
hate
it.
that movie.
People love that movie though.
It's just, oh, it's so annoying. Just everything about it. I mean, it's creative and it's got some interesting moments, but I just kind of hate everything about it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna pull one that maybe is going to it might lose it for me, but it also might win it for me. I don't know. Oh my gosh, no, wait, do I stick to my guns or do I do it? You stuck to your guns. I've stuck to my guns for all of this. And sure, this one might also lose it for me too, but everyone's gonna be screaming at their computer, being like, it's gonna be Mad Max Fury Road. You have to take that one. That's the
It's
one you have to
open.
take.
It's open.
I know. And it's like, if I take it, I do talk a lot about how much. So here's the thing. Okay, hold on. Oh, is there a coin flip thing? Okay, there's a coin flip app.
Dude,
I'm
I have
literally.
no idea what you're. I is it's got to
Okay.
be It's is it between Minority Report, Mean
No,
Girls?
it's not. Okay. Best two out of three. Heads is blank. Tails is Fury blank. Road.
Okay. Oh, you got to pick the other one. I feel like you have to pick the other one.
Okay.
Okay, Keeks is coin flipping.
So it and this is my trick when it comes to coin flips. It always helps you figure out the one that you want the most because it landed on Fury Road, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And with my last pick, I'm taking David Lynch's masterpiece, Mulholland Drive, baby.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Who cares? It's a fun draft. You know, I've started to just kind of be like, the suites, you got a lot of sway, but also I want to pick the lists that I want. And Mad Max Fury Road, awesome movie. Mulholland Drive, awesome movie. And you know what? Maybe the suites will be like, Mulholland Drive, never heard of it. What is it? They'll watch it and they'll be super pissed that they took the time to get confused for 2.5, 3 hours.
I'm going to put on our Instagram, our draft A, draft B, and then I will put in like parentheses. Yes, we recognize we left Mad Max Fury Road off.
Is that the most egregious undrafted free agent in all of the draft is Mad Max Fury Road?
100%. I can't think of another movie that we let off the board that. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like Mad Max Fury Road, I would rather watch over Moonrise Kingdom and Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even The Matrix. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Mulholland Drive definitely lost my list. Like, if I win, I will be shocked.
I will be shocked too.
Shocked if I win. But crazy things have happened. I've been very confident about other drafts, and
I won that J draft with Jaws and Jojo Rabbit, Jumanji.
I had John Wick. What else? I had Jurassic Park, John
you
Wick.
Yeah, Juno too.
Yeah.
And you had Jackass, which we love Jackass, but not everybody does. So we get that.
Which is okay, so weird.
You never know. Okay.
True.
So again, Monsters, Inc., The Matrix, Moonrise Kingdom, Miracle, and Memento for me. And then you have Mission Impossible, Fallout, Moana, Moneyball, Miss Congeniality, and Mulholland Drive.
Okay.
If you got some Mission Impossible fans, Moana fans, and Miss Congeniality fans, like then you're going to get some votes.
That's huge. Yeah, and I think Moneyball's a fun one. I think people like Moneyball.
Okay. Well, we'll put that up.
All right.
Alrighty.
Wow.
Fun. That was a fun draft. That was one of the most funs I've had in a while with our draft.
I think, you know what? I've just kind of decided I'm just going to pick movies that I like.
And if it wins, I think it wins.
Both did that today. I think this is our most well-rounded draft that we've ever had.
I do like Monsters, Inc. I would rather watch Monsters, Inc. over The Matrix.
You know what would be really fun?
I'm going to be honest. Like, rewatching The Matrix, I'm like, it's good, but Monsters, Inc. is adorable. I love that movie.
I honestly think The Matrix is like one of the the greatest script ever written. Yeah. I love The Matrix. I love The Matrix. And I really thought I was going to get with that second pick. You rat. Yeah. I can't believe it.
You say it.
Oh my gosh. I really did think I'd get it. Mission Impossible Fallout, though, one of the great action movies, and Mission Impossible, people love that franchise, except for Becky hates Tom Cruise, so
same
she's
with
probably
Kennedy.
Voting for yours.
Kennedy doesn't care for Tom Cruise either, but I'm like, he makes good movies.
Can I be really honest? So yeah. Me and Becky just recently watched a movie, and I got out of that movie. You know, I've been racking my brain about, like, who's the next person to take over the Tom Cruise, handsome,
I know where you're going.
It's Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got Anyone But You, and he is unbelievable in that like mediocre movie. If he's not in it, it is a C at best. Sydney Sweeney, I don't know what's going on. Did you see it? Did you see Anyone But You?
No, I know a couple of people that have seen it. We were actually thinking about watching it the other night. Mm-hmm. We were going to watch Argyle on Saturday night, and then we went to my brother-in-law's birthday shindig that went a little bit longer than normal. So we had to get a refund for our tickets.
Well, at least they give it to you. Movie theaters, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah. But anyways, no, I want to see it, and I do like Glenn Powell. Like, I'm so excited to watch him in Hitman.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah.
I like that. That's a good take, Keeks.
Yeah.
That is a good take.
He's the next one. Like, honestly, I thought it was Chadwick Boseman. I was like, I think Chadwick Boseman might be it. But Glenn Powell's got it all.
Yeah.
Charismatic, handsome, athletic. He's got it all. He's going to do it. Very excited.
Me too. Okay, well, let's get into our Oscar nominations, Oscar predictions. First and foremost, Keeks, Do we want to get into snubs and reactions to the nominations?
Yeah, I think you got to start it off with that.
Okay, because initially for me, I thought, where is the Iron Claw? Like, not one single nomination. And then there's been a lot of talk on social media. Greta Gerwig doesn't get nominated for Best Director, and nor does Margot Robbie get nominated for Best Actress. So what are your initial thoughts and reactions to?
Honestly, my biggest one was, well, I had a couple. First was for cinematography, John Wick 4 not being nominated.
Yes, yes.
I want any of the directors that were nominated. Well, let's see. Okay, so if we go to directors, all right. Jonathan Glazer, interesting stuff. Martin Scorsese has done some action. Chris Nolan's done that. But like, to film these action sequences the way that they do and choreograph with the camera movement and everything like going on is very impressive. It's not to say that the cinematography people that are nominated aren't, but John Wick 4 should have gotten recognized. And then my other one is Spider-Verse for Best Original Score. Why is Indiana Jones the Dial of Destiny here? Why is American Fiction here? I don't know. Like, Spider-Verse was awesome and an unbelievable score. So, but I think the big thing here is how many awards is Oppenheimer going to win? Is it more or less than 9? I think we should kind of tally that as we go through.
Yeah.
But what other snubs did you see? What else stuck out to you?
That's mainly it. I wish the Iron Claw would have been recognized for, okay, I know we talked about this. Based on a true story, would that be an adapted or original?
Well, I don't think it's based on like a book or anything. It's just taken from someone's, so it's events. Best original. Okay. Yeah, I think it's best original.
So like missing best original, I think Zac Efron as a potential actor nomination. I thought he was good in it. And even best picture, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll have to look at these best pictures. I mean, I saw American Fiction.
And the other one,
love it. I don't know what is American going Fiction on with that one.
American Fiction was good, but the ending kind of was like, wait, huh? The ending was a little sour for me.
The ending for me is very like, oh, of course this is what this ending's going to be. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't feel subversive in the way it thought it was trying to be.
But I like Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. Like, I thought a lot of the jokes were really funny. And the supporting actor as well. What was his name? What's his name?
Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah, I thought he was fantastic in it. So, but yeah, I know there's a lot of people that are also talking about Greta Gerwig. What's your thoughts on her not getting Best Director?
I mean, 2/3 of the movie looks awesome. And then the other third of a movie looks like it was directed by like the second unit. Like, the stuff in California does not look good at all. So I'm not like totally surprised by that. When we go back and you look at Best Director, it's like, okay, let's take a look at Jonathan Glazer. The stuff that he's done with Zone of Interest, really interesting. Yorgos Lanthimos has a very apparent style that he is doing really well. The whole movie is cohesive. Oppenheimer, the whole movie looks great. Killers of the Flower Moon, a very cohesive vision. Anatomy of a Fall, the acting in that is very well directed. Barbie is like, 2/3 of the movie is great, and the other third is kind of like, not to say the other third isn't good, but it does not have that same flair that the rest of the movie has. When you're not in Barbie land, it's like, can we go back to the good stuff?
It's true. It's true. I mean, when they are in California, definitely it does skip a beat.
Like, I really think they probably got 90-95% of all this stuff right. And you know, as we go through, there's some things I haven't seen. There's some stuff we haven't seen, like the documentaries, all the short films, stuff like that. But we've seen probably about 80-90% of the stuff here.
Yeah.
So
I'm missing 4 Best Picture nominations, which I always try to get to.
Yeah,
Maestro. Maestro is getting some mixed reviews. So
Maestro, Zone of Interest. Those are the only two that I have not seen in Best Picture.
Okay. Well, let's go from the bottom to the top.
Okay. Awesome. Let's start us off with Best Makeup and Hairstyling. We have Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Society of the Snow. I want Poor Things to win because I think Willem Dafoe's makeup is fun. I think the costuming looks really nice. It's very unique. It has a lot of flair to it.
Yeah, same. I have not seen Poor Things, but seen from like the trailers and the clips. I think Poor Things has great makeup and hairstyling, so I'm giving that to Poor Things of who I want. Who will win? I think Poor Things will win.
I think Maestro's gonna win because it's got that the Darkest Hour thing behind it, where they just put all of this time into the prosthetics of one person to try to make them look like that person. And I feel like they fall for that all the time for this category.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's generally the best, like the overall best. It's like the which prosthetic and makeup stands out the most, which can be best sometimes. So I kind of think that Maestro will win, but I want Poor Things to win.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, production design. We have Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. I am missing Napoleon and Poor Things watching that. But who I want to win, I think Barbie. That's who I want to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Barbie Land's just so fun. Like, you feel immersed in it. And then who will win? I think Barbie does win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Barbie. I don't know. I think you could maybe... You could maybe see Poor Things sneaking in here, but they put so much effort into that production design that I think that's what we're going to get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
The next one, we have sound for The Creator with two nominations, which honestly, I love. I love that The Creator got some love. I don't love the movie. I don't think it's particularly a very strong script, but I think visually and sonically it's very impressive. So
totally.
I like seeing it here. It very, very deservedly so in these two categories. But we got for sound, The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part One, the first Mission Impossible nomination ever at the Academy Awards, Oppenheimer, and then The Zone of Interest. I want Oppenheimer to win. This is one of those where the sound design is so crushing. Do we want to do want and will, or do we want to do each one first and then go into will?
Oh, yeah, let's do each one first.
Okay, cool. Who do you want to win?
I want Mission Impossible. I would just love just out of left field. I've only seen Oppenheimer once, and I felt like sometimes the sound mixing was a little hard to hear that dialogue. You've heard me say that complaint. So, and I thought Mission Impossible sound was awesome. So I want Mission Impossible.
Yeah, you know, I think it's either going to be Oppenheimer or I think Zone of Interest. Those are the two here that I think are really going to... are vying for that sound category. And I feel like Christopher Nolan's team generally performs very well in the sound categories. So
yeah,
it feels like theirs to lose to a degree.
Yeah. And I think Oppenheimer will win the sound.
But yeah, come next week, I'll have more opinions on Zone of Interest since I'll be watching that next Friday.
Okay, let's do it. I want to try to watch that with you.
Okay.
Okay, onward to film editing. And that is Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Who we want to win? I want Oppenheimer to win.
It's, yeah, that's same. I want Oppenheimer to win as well. One of the breeziest watches of all of last year.
And then who will win? Yeah, I think Oppenheimer will win.
I think so too. There's a chance that you get a Killers of the Flower Moon, but all things considered, I think it's Oppenheimer as well. There's some really interesting editing going on in Anatomy of a Fall, though, that I liked, especially during a courtroom scene. But yeah, I think Oppenheimer gets it.
I was listening to a podcast last year, and they did like a breakdown of the who's won film editing and how often they've won Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that that's been a common theme lately, the past like 3 or 4. Something okay. like that.
Sure.
So
sure.
Anyways, I mean, remember, oh man, Everything Everywhere All at Once, talk about film editing. That is like the trophy of film editing. Okay.
That movie's pretty nuts, especially with the visual effects woven into it and everything. Yeah.
Okay, next category. This is more your wheelhouse.
Sure is. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about ours next week, next year. Hopefully.
You will. Kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, is it mine? Oh, yeah, yeah, all right.
Your
Live
turn.
Action short is The After, Invincible, Knight of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue, and then The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. I've not seen any of these, and I already know The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar is going to win.
Same. And I think it will win.
It was that same year where the Riz Ahmed one was nominated, and there was like four others. I went and saw all of the live action shorts that year, and it was not the best one. There was a really great one out of like Kazakhstan or something like that. That was awesome. And that one should have won and it didn't. So this one feels like it's very much the clout behind it is what carries it. So I would imagine Wonderful World of Henry Sugar. I just wanted to show you really quick. I caved in and I got this.
Stop. What is that? What do you do with that?
It's the AAA 24 membership card where you're like get discounts on stuff. You get special screenings. It's like $50 for the year. And then I got this.
That's worth it.
I got this magazine.
That's sick.
And I got like a little, a little poster.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Barry Allen White. Is it autographed?
I don't think it's a real autograph. I think it's maybe. I don't think it's real.
That's funny. Now all you need is a quarter zip A24 fleece.
to keep my infinity gauntlet of indie
A24. Do it. Okay.
I can't. I'm not a big fleece guy.
I love fleece. I love the quarter zips. So Henry Sugar, I'm going to watch that before the Oscars because it's like 40 minutes and it's Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
Okay. Costume design. Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things. Who we want to win. I think Killers of the Flower Moon costume design is amazing. Like I loved it. It just really, you know, each character has like, you know, a different costume on and it's just kind of unique to their personality and their culture, of course, with the Osage tribe. And yeah, so that's who I want to win is Killers of the Flower Moon.
That same with me. I think that the care that they put into the costume design there is very purposeful and I like that. Haven't seen Napoleon. I don't know. Barbie seemed like it was a lot of designer stuff. So it's like, I don't know how much you can put that into costume design. And Oppenheimer, good, but I think Killers of the Flower Moon should get it. Poor Things is good as well.
Yeah, I think Poor Things will win.
I kind of do too. It feels like that costume and hair, like hair and makeup one where I think Maestro will win because I think the costuming is good in Poor Things. So, but I think it's more meaningful in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Okay. Cinematography is El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Do we even have to, Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I could see maybe Maestro making a little sneaky little push there.
Again, it's Oppenheimer. I think it's Oppenheimer takes this one too.
For sure. And that's who we both put, who we want to win and who will win is Oppenheimer.
Yep. Yep. So that brings Oppenheimer three awards we think so far they're going to win.
Okay. You're keeping a tally of Oppenheimer?
Yep. Yep. Okay. And I think they'll win. I'll be really surprised if it's not Hoyte van Hoytema for Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Okay, documentary feature film. We have 20 Days in Mariupol. Did I pronounce that right?
I have no idea. So yes, I'm going to say yes.
Bobi Wine, The People's President, The Eternal Memory, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger. Guilty here. I have not seen any of these.
Same.
So let's go with who I want to win, To Kill a Tiger, because I think that sounds like an interesting title.
Okay. I think it's 20 Days in Mariupol. I know a couple. I think Nick Fraser's seen it. I think Spencer's seen it, who've been on the pod before. And that's what I want is 20 Days in Mariupol.
Okay. And then, you know what? I'm going to say that too. Let's go 20 Days in Mariupol. Because you have people that have said.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an hour, I think hour
win.
And a half.
I think
it's
that one
PG.
Will win too.
Wow. It's got a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I need to watch that. Yeah. The reviews.
I think it's
for...
on Max.
The 20 Days in Mariupol is like amazing. And documenting the war atrocities. Yikes. That's a bummer. Seems like probably a hard watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Onward to original song.
Okay. Oh, you got it. Oh, no, I got it. Just kidding. All right. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. I'm Just Ken from Barbie. What Was I Made For from Barbie? The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot. The Flamin' Hot Cheetos Story. Wazaji, A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon. I really like, and I kind of want What Was I Made For to win. I like that song. It's very emotional to me, and it hits the hardest for me in that movie. So that's what I'm going to say is going to win.
Okay.
Or what I want to win, at least.
I want I'm Just Ken. Anywhere else I'd be a 10. But it's my destiny to live.
I have
Just
not
Ken.
Listened to that song once since leaving that theater.
Dude, I love to sing the lyrics, and I'm way off on the lyrics every time. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
Why I want it to
Shocking.
Win. And I thought that whole choreography of I'm Just Ken was hilarious. So I want I'm Just Ken to win, but who will win is Billie Eilish coming in again with another Oscar with What Was I Made For? That is a good song.
I like the song. I think it's kind of like a boring song, you know, all things considered, but it's emotional for me. I really liked it when I saw it. So
yeah,
that's what I think is going to take it.
Okay. Original score, American Fiction, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things, who I want to win. It's Oppenheimer. I mean, that score was so... It just elevated that movie. So, and the score is great. I mean, it went viral. I mean, everybody was using that
American
for, like,
Prometheus,
reels.
Can You Hear the Music? Countless other themes that are unbelievable. Yeah, it's Oppenheimer is going to... I want them to win, and they're absolutely going to win.
Yeah, I don't think
they just won the Grammy for it, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's who will win, too. It's Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's his name? Ludwig?
Ludwig Göransson? Yeah.
Killing it.
Okay. So that's
onward.
Four that I think they're going to get.
Okay.
Visual effects are The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon. I want Godzilla Minus One to win.
Me too.
Yeah.
I thought Godzilla Minus One looked... I thought the visual effects looked good. I know people have kind of complained about Godzilla. I thought Godzilla looked good. I liked the way Godzilla looked.
I can't believe people have... I guess, like, I can see why people complain, because, like, there could be a chance that people were overworked for those visual effects. I don't know. There's no story behind it. All I know is that it looks great, and I think it's very deserving. And honestly, I think it's going to win.
Yeah.
I think it's going to win. It has been so, like, the buzz behind the VFX and The Creator was big, but, like, Godzilla Minus One has been highly, highly praised.
Man, Minus One was one of the best surprises. I'm going to go with The Creator, though, of who will win. I thought The Creator's visual effects looked amazing. The scale that Gareth Edwards is able to use was awesome, The Creator. I think you and I both feel the same way about The Creator. It looks good. I mean, they use, like, cameras that are not very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But just the script of The Creator was a little bit of a bummer. It's so interesting with movies, because, like, The Creator, I think, looks amazing, but the script is a bummer.
It is.
You know?
Yeah, it's very uneven. Not a good script.
Anyways, so okay, that's who I think. Moving on to international feature film, we have Lo Capitano, Italy. We have Perfect Days from Japan, Society of the Snow from Spain, The Teacher's Lounge out of Germany, and The Zone of Interest from the United Kingdom. Who we want to win? I didn't put this, but I will say Zone of Interest. I want to see The Zone of Interest, so I think that's who I want to win.
So, interesting. Wim Wenders, I think he's a Dutch or German filmmaker. He did Paris, Texas, amongst other films, Wings of Desire. He directed Perfect Days for Japan. Society of the Snow is directed by J.A. Bayona, who did Rings of Power and Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Really? I didn't know he did
yeah.
that. I didn't know he directed that.
Yeah, I don't know who did The Teacher's Lounge, and then Zone of Interest is... Jonathan Glazer, his follow-up to Under the Skin.
Okay.
I kind of want Society of the Snow to win. I think it'd be cool. J.A. Bayona has been kind of known for, like, genre filmmaking, and it's, you know, about a plane crash, I think, in Uruguay or something like that.
Yeah, based
so
on a
cool.
True story. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think that one, I don't know, just off the bat seems like a cool one that I'd want to win.
Okay. Who I think will win? I think Zone of Interest will win. It's getting just a lot of friction. And
yeah, I think so, too.
Traction is the word, traction at the Oscars. So
yeah, I agree. For animated feature film, we have The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse was one of my favorite movies of last year.
So good.
So I really, really want Spider-Verse to win. Give them that. That is actually another snub I'm going to mention, is Spider-Verse not being nominated for best
picture,
for best feature film.
Yeah.
Or for best picture. Really bizarre stuff.
Are they steering away from that? When's the last time a feature film, an animated film, was nominated for best picture? Didn't they add
it
best?
It might be Toy Story 3 or something. No, Inside Out?
I feel like they're going away from that, because animated feature film is like the new, like,
it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
So that should have been, that should have had a nomination.
And honestly, Boy and the Heron probably should have been up there too. Pretty unbelievable that both of them don't get big Best Picture nods.
Yeah.
At least Spider-Verse for me, I think, should have been there. Who do you want?
I want Spider-Verse.
Okay.
Yeah. Want Spider-Verse. And, you know, that's who I think will win, is Spider-Verse.
It pains me to say this, but I kind of think Boy and the Heron is going to win. I did not really get Boy and the Heron. I did not love Boy and the Heron, but it seems like a lot of film people have. So I do want Spider-Verse to win, though. I hope they do, but I think Boy and the Heron's got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Onward. Original screenplay. We have Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May, December, and Past Lives. Who I want to win? The Holdovers.
Team Holdovers.
Let's go, baby. Yeah.
Toe curling, even, some have said.
Oh, totally.
But I think Anatomy of a Fall is going to win, because the performances behind that script is so strong that I think Anatomy of a Fall is going to win.
Okay. I think Past Lives is going to win.
I'd like that. I would love if Past Lives won as well. This is honestly, like, I'm pretty pleased with this, like, group for original screenplay. I have not seen Maestro, so I couldn't tell you.
I wish, like I said, I wish Ironclaw was included in this.
Yeah. Nomination. I know, it's kind of like just sub, you know, it sounds stupid, sub Maestro out, because I haven't seen it. Because I liked May, December. I liked Holdovers, Anatomy of Fall, Past Lives, like all of them.
Yeah. So I think Past Lives is going to win.
Okay. Adapted screenplay. We have American Fiction, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. This is a weird one, because I don't know if I think that the Oppenheimer script is that strong. But I like what they're doing with Poor Things, and I think it's an interesting story to adapt. So I kind of want Poor Things to win adapted screenplay.
Okay. I think I want Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I also think Poor Things is going to win best adapted screenplay.
Okay. I think Oppenheimer's going to win that.
Interesting.
Okay. I don't really have a dog in the fight. Like, if one of these wins, like, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'm not, like, invested. Last time I think I was invested with adapted screenplay was Jojo Rabbit. That was what I was like, please win.
People kind of hate that win. I didn't really realize it until recently. People kind of
really?
Hate it.
The Jojo
I've
Rabbit
heard
win?
Like, not like a lot of people, but I have heard people be like, yeah, I don't love Jojo Rabbit. It's like, oh, that's weird. I love that movie. Great movie. Huh. Okay. So we'll see. I just, Poor Things has that vibe to it where it's going to take a couple of these like adapted screenplay kind of like supporting, not supporting, but like some awards. This feels like that one that's theirs.
Okay. Best Supporting Actress, we have Emily Blunt from Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks from The Color Purple, American Ferrera from Barbie, Jodie Foster from Nyat, and Divine Joy Randolph from The Holdovers. I'm kind of in between Divine Joy Randolph and American Ferrera of who I want, but I'm going to go with Randolph. I want Divine.
Come on. Divine Joy Randolph.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, honestly, that movie is missing a little bit of something when she's not there.
Yeah. She really does kind of bring a sense of, like, dryness and sweetness to that movie. So
absolutely.
Who I think will win? I think Divine Joy Randolph is gonna win.
It's hers to lose. Yeah, she's absolutely going to win it.
Yeah. Okay. Onward.
Best Supporting Actor, Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction, Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling, Barbie, Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things. A lot of R names in here. But I think RDJ's got it. I think a lot of people, There could this to me feels like one of those categories where we could get a real right hook out of nowhere and like Sterling K. Brown wins it.
Yeah.
But I want RDJ to win. I think he's so excellent in that movie. And you know, did you know that he never once apologized for Hiroshima? You know, he's got some good moments. Man, you know what I love, and to please tell me if you agree, is the acting category like montages when they get nominated. You know, the 5-10 second clip that they play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they like pick their best moment or something in the movie. That moment where he's pissed off, was it post hearing? Uh-huh. He's complaining to the two advisors. Man, that was good.
I'm not gonna lie.
I was gonna say, I predicted RDJ would get nominated and would win even before Oppenheimer came out. I don't know if you remember me saying that, but it is in a text thread. I think it was maybe on this podcast. So I just had this feeling that RDJ was gonna get the win, and he is going to win. That's who I want to win. And that's who I think will win is RDJ. He just, every time he's on screen, Oppenheimer, I was like, man, what a blessing to have him in Iron Man. I mean, that's like why the MCU is just down right now. I think they're missing RDJ. I mean, he was just so charismatic. And like,
he's the heart and soul of it.
It's great to see him in another role, in a more serious role. Like, the dude can act.
I'm not going to lie. I want Maven to broadcast the Oscars at their theater on Oscar Sunday so badly. I want a place to just go and like watch it with a bunch of people and get some popcorn, have some drinks, and just enjoy Oscar night.
We should run it by them.
I don't know what that would look like, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Best supporting actor. I like it. RDJ.
I think he's winning. I think he's winning too. If there's anyone that could sneak in, for some reason, I feel like it could be Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's very plausible.
Okay.
Okay. Who did you did that, right? You did that last one. Okay. Best actress. We have Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone for Colors of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan for Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. Who we want to win? I think Lily Gladstone was
Lily. She needs it. She's got it.
Yeah. I think she was awesome in Killers of the Flower Moon. So that's who I want to win.
Yeah, I would agree. Emma Stone is going to win. I kind of think she might. I don't know.
I haven't seen Poor Things yet, so I can't really say, but I still think who will win is Lily Gladstone.
Yeah, Lily Gladstone is awesome in that movie. It does to a degree feel like she is not super present for a lot of that.
Yeah.
And whereas like Poor Things, it is Emma Stone's film.
Sure. So. Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. Okay. Best actor.
Best actor. Bradley Cooper in Maestro. Coleman Domingo in Rustin. Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. And Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. Gimme Cillian. He's so great in that movie. This is a tough one though, because I love Paul Giamatti as well. But if I have to pick, I'm going Cillian Murphy.
See who I want right after I left the theater, seeing Holdovers. I was on the Paul Giamatti, give him the Oscar train. Like, I honestly, like, I love him in that. He's one of my, it was my favorite performance last year, and I would be so pumped. This is the win that I actually really want, like, Paul Giamatti to win. Like, this is the one I have the most cards in. Cillian Murphy was great, but I thought Paul Giamatti was just.
It feels like one of those where it's like, ooh, he's like sneaky do. Paul Giamatti, we snubbed you for Big Fat Liar. Here's the makeup for that in Best Actor.
Cillian was good, and I think Cillian is going to win. I think he will win.
Yeah, I do as well.
Mm-hmm. But I go on the record right here, everybody. TC really wants Paul Giamatti. He's on the Paul Giamatti train. That's the one win where I really want.
Yeah.
Where I want to win. Like, that's my most want.
Okay.
All right, best director, we have Jonathan Glazer, The Zone of Interest, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, and Justine Triet for Anatomy of a Fall. Who I want to win, I want our guy, Christopher Nolan. I mean, made some amazing movies, one of my favorite directors, so I want him to win.
Same.
Take the hardware.
I also, so You know, I'm going to talk about this in Best Picture because I think it's something that hasn't been talked about a lot. But Chris Nolan, yeah, Chris Nolan, give it to him. He needs it. He is no, I don't think he's overdue, actually. I don't think he has made a movie where it's like, oh, he truly got snubbed for Best Director. This is the time where it's like, oh, he deserves it and he should get it, which brings Oppenheimer to 7 wins at this point if they get it.
Okay. Yeah, and I think Oppenheimer will win.
I do
think,
too.
Excuse me. I think Christopher Nolan will win for Best Director.
Yeah, I agree. Best Picture. Let's alternate on this one. Let's end it off and alternate.
Okay.
Okay. American Fiction.
Anatomy of a Fall.
Barbie.
The Holdovers.
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Maestro.
Oppenheimer.
Past Lives.
Poor Things.
And finally, The Zone of Interest.
It's now I'm gonna touch on what I said. I want Oppenheimer to win because I don't think it's been talked in that, but and I know this is like a mega corporation. I brought it up before, but Universal has been doing a great job at just kind of handing the reins over to really interesting filmmakers and letting them do their thing. They let they've been letting Steven Spielberg make some of his movies. You know, like not a lot of people have seen his last few movies, but they're giving him money to do it. Chris Nolan has now jumped over. Nope. Jordan Peele's newest movie has now been working together with Universal. So I love that they're kind of getting rewarded for like, and I'm sure they're like, you know, making concessions and like pushing and pulling with directors. But all things considered, it looks like Universal has been did a great job last year with their campaigns and creating really, really great movies.
Okay, yeah. That's a great point. I think Oppenheimer, that's who I want to win is Oppenheimer. I'd love to see just Christopher Nolan and team win that. I can see a sneaky pick maybe being Killers of the Flower Moon or even The Holdovers. But I doubt. I just think Oppenheimer's got too much steam. And you and I talked about this last year. This will be the first blockbuster since Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. I consider Oppenheimer a blockbuster.
Yeah, it will probably cross the $1 billion line at some point.
Like, since Lord of the Rings, Return of the King winning in 2003, Oppenheimer will be the next big blockbuster. Because we talked about Top Gun Maverick being that last year, which it didn't.
Yeah.
So I think Oppenheimer's due, and I think that would be good for, like, a big movie that really brought in, like, a big moment with Barbenheimer to win Best Picture.
Yeah,
and who will win? I think Oppenheimer will win.
I do as well, which will bring it to 8. I think Oppenheimer takes it. There's not anything in here that I buy a lot as overtaking Oppenheimer. This feels like one of those Academy Awards where it's pretty locked in. I don't think we're getting a lot of surprises, but it does feel like one of the most accessible Academy Awards in a while. We've got Barbie and Oppenheimer, which are great. It feels like people are aware of Killers of the Flower Moon. That might kind of be it. The Holdovers had its moment. So I think it's an interesting bunch. I think it's a good group.
Yeah. Okay. I love it. Last year, Everything Everywhere All at Once took home 7 Oscars.
Okay. Over or under? Do we get over or under 7 wins? I think Oppenheimer gets 8.
I think 8 or 9. It has 11, correct? Nominations?
I thought it was 13. But we can count.
I think 13
again.
Sounds right. I think Poor Things has 11. I think Oppenheimer is 13.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yep. 13 nominations for Oppenheimer. Any that you're really excited about? Like any nominations that you were like, oh man, so glad that got nominated.
I would say I'm happy for RDJ, Lily Gladstone, and Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I'm glad for the couple that we talked about a little bit, but the creator getting those nods, I think that was really huge for original blockbuster filmmaking.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know if it performed what they wanted it to at the box office, but for it to get recognized in these technical categories at the highest level, I think was really important for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about it. So I'm excited. Another Oscar season. Oscars are on March 10th.
Oscars, let's see. I don't know. I'm pulling it up right now.
I think it's March 10th.
Yep, March 10th, 5 to 8 o'clock. I think they've moved it back an hour, so it starts an hour earlier.
Okay.
So that's
And then
exciting.
last prediction, Super Bowl, Chiefs versus 49ers. Who we got?
Oh, who do I want? Okay, so I hate Tom Brady. So I want the Chiefs to win because I want Patrick Mahomes to win more
The
Super
GOAT.
Bowls than Tom Brady so that Tom Brady cannot be recognized as the GOAT and Patrick Mahomes will be accepted as so. If Patrick Mahomes wins 5 Super Bowls, I think even then I'd be like, meh. Heck, I already think he's better. So I don't think he's better, but.
I already think Patrick Mahomes is more talented. I think he has more raw talent than Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, about pre-snap. I think Tom Brady was a master when it came to the pre-snap and seeing what the defenses were, but like raw talent, Patrick Mahomes is amazing. I think the Chiefs win by a touchdown. Yeah, I think you have Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, who are,
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, but Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy. Andy Reid's a better coach than Kyle Shanahan. Those two alone. And then the Chiefs have better defense than the 49ers. So those three, I will be actually shocked if the 49ers win. 49ers have a better, I think, top to bottom roster, but when you have, your quarterback being the best in the league with Patrick Mahomes, you can't bet against him.
Well, and also the way the Chiefs embarrassed the Ravens last week. The 49ers played the Lions. Not to say the Lions are a bad team, but the fact that the Chiefs just like put on a clinic against the Ravens is big as well.
Yeah. So I think the score is going to be 31 to 24 Chiefs.
Oh, okay, a little bit of a shootout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
I will go 24 to 7. I'll go 24 to 20. That's what I think the final score is going to be.
I like it. Okay. Well, I'm gone next week. So next
Perfect.
two weeks, I put that in the notes. But
Okay.
everybody, you know the drill. Stay so sweet.
Sweet.